Here we are.
Here we are.
Episode 2, 81. Episode 2, here we are.
Episode 2, here we are. That's a new number we're inventing for this episode.
Amazing. Guys, we have so much more energy right now than we usually do because we're not recording it at 1 a.m. on a Sunday, well, a Monday morning. We wanted to do this. We have taken a break.
Responsibility.
And now we are back. Episode 281, Pork Fried Dice. We have some things to say, though, because it's been a while. Hello.
It's been a while we released one.
Like a fart.
What?
That's just what it sounds like. It's been a while since we released one. Anyway, here we are. Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everybody. If you were wondering where we were, well, you're right. Like, we didn't really announce anything because I was just fucking tired and done. It was really hot here for like 2 months. We had a drought where we are, a very intense drought, mm-hmm. and we have no AC. It was a brutal summer, but now it's starting to be fall. It's my favorite time mm-hmm. of year, so I feel much more alive.
KT has shed their crusted exoskeleton.
Yes.
Flesh beneath is
pumpkin colored. Yay! Okay, but yes, like, so we are here and we are ready to release episodes again because mm-hmm. we have so much amazing stuff. We actually didn't even play for a while, you mm-hmm. guys. We didn't play for, it was like longer. 2 months. Mm-hmm. And then before that, we also didn't play for like almost a month or something like that. Ooh. It was a very long period of time that we weren't playing.
Uh-oh.
But just this Friday, we got to play for the first time in a while, and it was so amazing and sad and scary. I'm not telling you guys any more because you don't want to know. You do, but you don't want to get spoiled.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, all right, this is turning into a very long intro. As usual. I know, right?
Us?
It's like we don't have a fucking agenda in front of our faces. Anyway, So just a couple other things. Like, yeah, so if you were like, where the hell were they?
Yeah. A good place you could check out is the Pork Fried Dice community Discord server.
Yes.
The link is in the episode description.
Yes.
And it's, you know, got some things going on in there, but it's a way that you can maybe get some additional communication or even just hang out and talk to people,
mm-hmm.
show them pictures of your sweet PFD tats.
I thought you were going to say show them pictures of your sweet butt.
That's true, too.
Because that has happened. Not like your bare butt, guys. Don't worry. It's not like a not safe for work.
No.
I mean, it's, I don't know. Are we safe for work? Who knows?
Where do you work?
I don't feel safe for work.
Listeners, leave us a 5-star review. Tell us where you work.
And we'll judge whether
whether our Discord server is not safe for work.
But yeah, so come to the Discord. The link is in the episode descriptions. We have said that many times. But also, the wiki. We wanted to mention the wiki because Mark Justin's been amazing during this break. He's like done all this crazy stuff. He linked every piece of fan art that has ever made, but also all the art I've made, like art mm-hmm. I forgot about. All this stuff. It's great. It's all on the freaking wiki now in an easily accessible area. It's insane. It must have taken hours upon hours of work. Mark Justin, we will never be able to thank you enough.
Right.
Another thank you that we wanted to say is to who else but Beth O'Poopy. Beth O'Poopy. You are the coolest person we know. This was not improvised. We wrote it down. We look for love. We look for love in your arms.
And you give it to us.
Every time. Beth, thank you. Copying what I'm saying. That's amazing. Yeah, we're gonna, we have to talk. Okay, the rest of this intro, we have to say the same things at the same time. Wow. How did you know
I was going to say that? Who will decide when we'll go over the last thing on the agenda.
All right, the last thing on the agenda. Is there a last thing? Do we actually have an agenda?
I'm pointing right at it.
I don't even know if we have talked about this in an intro yet, but I just wanted to let everyone know that I did release like a few t-shirt designs on Redbubble and like, you know,
t-shirt stickers.
You could go get some of those. Like if you've been holding off, that's fine. If you can't do that, that's cool. But also like if you're like, hey, for Christmas, Grandma, I want this pork fried dice twig t-shirt. Then Grandma will go to the Redbubble site and buy you a twig tea t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Or you could get one that has an iguana that says, wham, an iguana.
That's our best seller.
If there are any other t-shirt ideas that anyone wants, really, to be honest, I only get like a few dollars per shirt. I don't give a fuck. Tell me what you want on a t-shirt and I will probably draw it for you. Because let's face it.
That's service.
That's what I'm about. It's just pleasing people service. And being friends with everybody.
Service.
And service. Customer service.
What?
My soul just left my body. Didn't you see that? I'm a ghost now. Hello. Okay. Anyway, yeah. That website. Do we need to say it? There's probably like
it'll
no link.
It'll be in the episode description too.
Yeah, we'll put that in the episode description because I think the link is not a pretty one. It's like redbubble.flopfloop.flopfleetfloop.porkfrieddice.flop.flop.http.
Do not type this into your computer.
Floppy floppy plop plop period blop.
Pork fried dice is not responsible for the results that may occur if you type that.
But it might be cool. Computer. It might be cool. Okay, guys, I hope that you can enjoy this. I hope you can enjoy it.
Hope you can enjoy this intro.
It's been long enough. If you haven't, you might have skipped ahead and you're not listening anymore. And to you, I say
nothing.
Nothing, because you don't hear this.
Are we laughing or crying?
I changed to laughing because I was trying to do the same. we're stupid, you guys. Oh, Eric was starting to say the same thing as I was. But he has trouble taking the lead on that improv bit. Okay, guys, we hope that everyone has had a better summer or like winter.
Yeah.
Is that true on the other side of the planet? Like, guys, I hope you're all doing okay. I hope you didn't have a massive drought like we did or anything like worse. Jeez, guys, I hope you're all okay out there. And I hope you enjoy this new episode of Pork Fried Dice that we recorded a year ago, probably. No, I think it was like January, December. Who knows?
Anyway, guys, it's not then now.
It's not that now.
It's now now.
It's now. Whenever you're listening to this is now, right? Okay.
Tomorrow, today.
That was a bad place.
Yep.
Eric, do you want to end this intro?
Yep. Bye. I can't find the button. You're listening to the show about lamplight and lavender poison spray. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Him like lean into the video, I genuinely thought he had like sent us a video of some actor doing something because he's so cute.
I know.
Who is this guy? And then I'm like, wait, it just says Mark Jessen. Like, this is just Mark Jessen and he's adorable. Like, movie star.
I know.
David Tennant level adorable.
I think you're right. David Tennant level.
Yeah.
Faux show.
Oh my God. Tomatoes. So cute.
And Ratatouille.
Last night's Ratatouille. Oh my God. I think they, did you see like there's some beans in there?
Kidney beans, the
yeah. Best. Yeah, kidney
oh
beans.
Oh my God. But like, oh my, I can't believe that people did this at all. Like, I, like, yep.
I know.
And the grand
and filmed
bard.
It.
I know.
He's the one that started it.
I know. I didn't know, like, I'm not good with the usernames, and sometimes people switch them, so I don't always remember, like, who has said what. But now I will always remember the guy in the bathroom who.
Well, that's the same guy who did the Kegel
Yes, cool. That's right. Yep. Oh my
the one
gosh.
Who
okay.
apparently met someone in a class, right?
Yeah, which is also like knows. Insane.
Yep.
Right. Like I don't really believe it, but like he went to the effort of even writing it up if it's a lie, but I don't know.
But it was very cute how much he's like in touch with us. I mean, it's just so nice.
Yeah, it's very cute to have people who are like enthused.
Are you gonna do a video, Abby?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know how to make a video.
Abby, for real, I legitimately was not well that whole day after I drank that. And that part, it's mostly probably because I just didn't drink any water and that's what I drank. Like, I had a cup of coffee and then I sampled that horrible
puke. Two glasses
twice.
Of that stuff.
And then, twice. Yeah, twice. I drank it twice. And then I, like, forgot to drink water. And so, like, I was so nauseated later. I thought I was like about to throw up multiple times. I'm like, what's wrong with me? It's the drink.
It's hysterical. You keep telling, I keep hearing these stories of how terrible it is. And then you're like, you should do it.
You should totally do
great.
It.
That's why. Not for your sake, for ours.
So bad. I honestly, I wish I had had like V8 or something instead of the squished tomatoes. Like,
was that
like
what made it the worst, or was it the tomatoes with the
what
milk?
Made it the worst?
Adam wants to stop talking.
It was. It's the very. It was like alcoholic and sour and plain. Like it was like watery, bile-y.
In other words, umami.
That's exactly what it's bile. It's just human bile.
It's MSG. And I love that I completely forgot about it and then had no idea what I was drinking.
Yeah. Oh my God. He had no idea. I filmed those and posted them. And 100%. I think he gets notifications usually about Discord, and I figure he would have seen it right away. So I come up just with the same cup. Like, I wasn't trying to trick him. And he was like, and he looked in it, and he's used to me coming up. Like, one time I made a surprise, like, pumpkin spice latte, like, with real pumpkin and oat milk and everything. And so, like, he's used to me sometimes just, like, bringing him something and being like, it's a surprise. So he was genuinely like, wait a second. Ew, what is in that? And I'm like, it's okay. And I had to say that it was safe.
It's good for you.
Because otherwise,
it's good for you.
And, as soon as they said it was safe, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because I wasn't going to be like, here's, you know, something with vomit in it or like pee or something. I'm not that kind of person. I don't do like meat pranks.
If that crushed tomato hadn't been floating in it, I would have taken a bigger.
That's what he said afterwards. He was like, I hadn't seen
thank goodness
the tomatoes,
for the tomato.
Or
you'd
not.
You'd have had more tea in your system.
More whiskey.
Holy moly. Yeah, for real. That was the best part is that in the first video, they were like, KT was like, this is such a waste. Like, as you pour the whiskey in. And then at the end of Eric's.
Yeah, that's true.
How much of my whiskey did you put in there? That was
so bad
perfect.
Doing
so
that.
Perfect. It could not have been planned better. It was hilarious.
Oh my gosh. You can tell that we're both like cheap. We can't waste anything ever. We're very
you
can waste the tea.
Yeah. Have more tea. Eric's just like, let's make all the tea and then throw it out, please.
Yep. Yep.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Sorry, we were talking about a nasty drink. So, Adam, you're super grossed out by the drink. Why don't you want to try this delicious drink?
Hello.
Now recording.
Hello, Alex.
Yay.
Looks like you got your hair cut, but I know you didn't.
I can't see him.
There he is.
It's a new angle. It's a new angle for you. Ooh. Ooh. So fresh. I don't think he can hear me.
He looks very upset about it. Oh, he's smelling his armpits. There we go. He is fresh.
You said so fresh. Do you hear me?
Yes,
oh my gosh,
we can now.
Does it sound bad?
Yes.
It's a little loud.
You got to use your headset.
Twangy.
Okay.
And we can always turn you down if we need to.
Now I can't hear Abby at all. What the heck?
Uh-oh. What? Really?
Talk somewhere.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
yep.
I can.
Okay.
Adam, you aren't talking at all, so I don't know if we can hear you or if you can hear us.
What do you want from me?
I don't know. Are you doing Sudoku? Or your taxes?
Probably his taxes. It's after January 1st. It must be his taxes.
He's like, business is what he's saying.
Lord's business.
I was going to switch to taking
session notes on my tablet.
Oh.
I can't do it. I can't.
But
do
I
it
started. But I started in my like D&D. Oh, the completionist in me wants to keep.
Well, but we've only had like what, 3 sessions?
Yeah, you could convert them.
You could probably just
You could even take images of them if you don't want to transcribe them.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Okay. Now you're gonna be locked in.
I've been in. Oh yeah. Only 3 sessions of Pork Fried Dice?
Yeah, because we...
Because it's been 3 months.
It's Yeah.
No, 4.
Oh, really?
My last... I've been keeping count. The last session I was in was session 4 for me.
Okay.
All right.
I knew it was
one of them didn't
3.
Count for KT for some reason.
Yeah.
I have to reach my pencil.
Dude. Sorry, I have to figure out how to log into everything. We need roll 20.
I thought he said... Cute.
Yeah, it didn't sound like shoot. I heard oot.
I thought
cute. I'm ready to give my recap.
Yay!
I wasn't looking for applause. I was just giving you information.
Well, okay, sorry. But applause retracted.
Thank you.
No, I still give it.
You didn't.
I said yay. You didn't.
She wasn't talking about yaying.
It was the same. When you're typing, you can say yay, and it qualifies as clapping.
No.
Shut up, Eric!
No. I'm not taking your guff anymore.
I have all the guff, and you will take it all,
that's right,
or
Abby.
You won't eat anything.
It is happening.
Take it all night long.
Exactly. What are you going to say to that?
I just found a mistake in my recap.
I'm not taking your guff either, Adam.
Uh-oh. I swear to God, Abby, if there are any mistakes in your recap, I will mock you.
I know you will. I expect it. Here's the problem. I didn't practice my recap, so I'm a little nervous about how it will go, but we'll see.
Wait, are you joking and you did another recorded one?
I didn't record it. Oh, no. Okay. No.
I thought it was a setup when you're just going to press a button. I didn't practice, but here you go.
No, that would be really lame of me.
I feel like it's something we would all do.
Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Except for her. She's not lame. The rest of us are pretty lame.
No. Yeah. I'm feeling lame. Should I start? Is it time?
No, I didn't hit the cue yet.
Eric doesn't...
I just wanted to announce that the only person's guff I will be taking tonight is Alex's.
Oh my gosh. You'll get away with things. Try things, Bathwack.
Yes, he will.
Do it all.
All right.
So much guff.
It's news at 11, the PFD podcast newscast. I'm your host, Abby. Tonight's story... A bizarre battle with a crazy crew and an assortment of animals in a wormhole den of iniquity. Mm-hmm. But first, Abby with sports. Thanks, Abby. Tonight, Roscoe the Human put his mustard stains in the best possible light with an impressive display at the annual D&D dog throw. If only it hadn't been for that ill-timed drop of mayonnaise that flew into his eye, Roscoe's dog Roscoe would have done some very serious damage to Sanjay. Roscoe is now a favorite for the Airborne Canine Classics tournament later this year. Oh. And now, back to Abby with a report on local crime. Thanks, Abby. That was some dog toss. Six Rivers has seen an increase in pickpocketing in the recent weeks, with the latest victim being a foul character by the name of Oppo, who noticed that some suspicious purple suit and red... Damn it.
Very unprofessional newscast.
This is totally going on YouTube.
Let me try that local crime report again. With the latest victim being a foul character by the name of Oppo, who noticed that some suspicious purple soot and raw meat had been tampered with in his pocket. Mm. Gross. And if I had those things in my pocket, I would hope to the lobster of love that my pockets got picked. The only clue Oppo would provide was that his alleged pickpocketer was rambling about Savannah, huh? And now to Abby with an agricultural report. Thanks, Abby. Rafina, the worm whisperer phalangepot, tells us that she was able to summon Steed Corral for the first time ever. Uh-huh. Here At the PFD Podcast Newscast, we can bring you an exclusive interview with Rafina. Thanks for being here, Rafina. Tell us all about it. Well, I'll tell you, I wasn't sure it would work, but I didn't think it would work, actually, but I had to believe it would work, or else it would definitely not work. And guess what? It worked. Only it didn't work for very long. But the biggest surprise was that I could actually talk with Steed. I didn't see that one coming. Even with my whole talk with animal spell and my special animal wand / sewing needle. Rafina, that's amazing. I know, Abby, right? Well, I gotta dash. This battle ain't gonna win itself. Well, thanks, Rafina. You're welcome, Abby. Okay, now it is back to Abby with our main headline for tonight, that intense conflict. Oh, but wait, I'm getting a message that we have a new and urgent sports report that we forgot to give you before. Turning to you, Abby, with the latest on the Bat-thwack-a-thon. Well, Abby, Bat-thwack was in rare form tonight when, out of nowhere, he crushed the discus in the brazier event. And not only that, instead of throwing a discus, he sent Oppo flying right into it. Such an inspired move. But we are waiting to hear from the judges whether this discus replacement will be accepted. I say give the man whatever he wants, as long as he doesn't throw me into any braziers. The brazier itself spat out a flail, which is also under investigation. We will keep you posted, Abby. Thanks, Abby. Much appreciated. Now, back to our main story. Right after this commercial break. Does your quarterstaff lack a certain oomph? Do you wish you could enhance your quarterstaff performance? Now from Acme New, Ooh La La Shalele. You'll be the belle of the battle. Results may vary depending on your role and how grumpy the DM. Welcome back to the PFD Podcast Newscast. I'm Abby. Tonight's big story is the wackadoodle battle between our heroes and a ragtag assortment of baddies. More on this right after a segment from our series on controversial fungal sedatives found on the streets of Tivoli.
Oh, no.
Our head investigator, Abby, will focus tonight. We'll focus tonight on the lamplight mushroom. Take it away, Abby. I guess Abby didn't really follow the correct procedure in the Will Pompeian guidebook to proper drug handling. She really should have poured the ink and or hair oil on it and covered it with Cloak of the Bat faster. Oh, well. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please stand by. I've just been given a special bulletin. It's a public safety alert regarding that place with all those braziers and bad guys and stuff. If you are in the brazier area, do not breathe in. Apparently, Roscoe the human had accidentally cast a deliciously scented lavender poison gas in the throes of battle. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, now I've just been handed another update. Never mind. The poison gas didn't actually work. Okay. Now to our battle correspondent, Abby, with an update on your favorite sneaky conflict avoider and mine, Will Pompeian. Thanks, Abby. When last seen, Will was teleporting all over the place trying to get some important key. But you really have to keep an eye on him because once in a while he seems to sort of blink out of existence and reappear just a little ways away in a very undimension door-like fashion. Our war historians are scratching their heads about this one. It's a puzzling phenomenon, and Will himself seems unsure what's happening. If it's not one thing, it's another in this cuckoo world, I tell ya. Also disturbing his usual graceful aplomb is the fact that some henchman just electrocuted Sanjay and asked for his, the henchman's, own head to be cut off.
Yeah.
Whatever will do. Back to you, Abby. Thanks, Abby. Well, we've run out of time to give you any more news about that fierce battle in which our party's engaged, but tune in tomorrow for a retrospective on what is sure to be a shocking end. Stay tuned for Cooking with the Phalange Pots, where Rafina will teach you how to make a BLT, the likes of which you've never experienced. Here's a hint. The B stands for banishment and bacon. Good night!
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Bum, 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 bum.
It's Abby, like, you need to write books. Like, you're, you, like... You are such a product of all the things you love.
Just write 400 recaps of something you've made up.
You don't understand.
In a row.
Like, at all. Like, I don't think she understands just, like, how much of a, like, amalgamation of all the things I know.
You have such a voice.
Yeah. You are, like, such a voice.
No, like, I mean, like, you have.
Yeah.
It's a cohesive voice that you're.
You remind me of, like, Charlie Brown. They Might Be Giants. Like, literally, like, just so many different things, but you're also just so Abby. It's so cute. Oh, my God.
Those are all my pieces. It was that's Charlie Brown and They Might Be Giants. That's all me. I accidentally made Adam disappear. How do I make Adam come back?
Oh, no.
Back?
He's still here.
I like how you snuck in a fake ad.
That was hilarious. That was so good. That whole thing, that you deserve, like, an Emmy.
Yeah.
Like, best newscast, podcast newscast.
You guys, it's there were so many news.
They should make a new
so
award called an Abby.
Last time.
You know what? Like, Adam, Abby, I don't, like, Abby, I'm pretty sure you have told me before you never did any, like, theater, right? Like, you've never.
That's a lie. I was the mother figure in The Emperor's New Clothes in seventh grade.
Okay. But other than that, you're not, like, a theater, but, like.
The mother figure.
Adam, can you, Adam. Right? Like, Abby is an actress. Like,
yeah, no, Abby, you have a presence and a clarity of being that a lot of actors would kill for if they knew that they didn't have it.
which many of them don't.
Right.
I feel like it's the sort of thing like in bowling where if you try too hard, you never get a strike. So I think I have to just not try.
Well, that's your method anyway.
Well, yeah,
it's my method.
It works.
Yeah.
that was amazing.
What was the thing about Oppo pickpocket?
I will pickpocketed Oppo.
Did you put something in Oppo's coat?
No. I pulled out purple soot and raw meat, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I said purple suit and red meat.
Oh, it might be red meat. It might have been red meat. I thought it was raw.
And I wrote down raw.
And did Oppo say something about it?
No, I don't.
You made that up for the.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I was like, I don't remember that happening. I don't remember there being a conversation.
No, well, there was the thing where you asked him though. You asked him about Savinok.
Yes,
right? You said, have you seen that? Was
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, still, I don't know. There goes that Emmy for lack of journalistic integrity.
Creative license.
Oh, that was amazing. Thank you, Abby.
Oh, now I have to go.
I know. Now you have to follow up after that. Jeez.
I'm very embarrassed now, but that was fun.
You should not be. It was incredible. Just like the freaking Pineapple Wars. Like, because I remember your reaction when you did. You were like, this is just like something really stupid. Or so you said something really dismissive like that. And me and Eric were sitting on the edge of our beds like, our beds. We have Lucy and Desi style separate beds. And we were sitting on the edge of them and we were both like, what? Like our minds were exploding. The voices you did and everything. You have no idea how like theatrical you are. Like naturally theatrical and awesome. You should not be embarrassed. It's amazing. It really is.
Thanks.
Yeah, don't shut the fuck up, Abby.
Yeah, see? I told you we don't talk to Abby like that.
The nicest thing Adam's ever said.
Just to not
to anyone.
Shut the fuck
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. All right.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, you guys are all here at the bottom of this worm pit. Will has reemerged from that little vault room with the key all wrapped up, so you're all together. And the only combatant left living is, I don't think you know his name still, the other Ibish, not Oppo, and then Sanjay's dead. Oppo was banished, Sanjay's dead.
The third henchman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he demanded that you kill him, essentially.
Right. And who was there, though?
Dropped to his knees. I think it was kind of in front of Bathwack.
Okay.
But everybody's there. It's not a big place.
Isn't it interesting that... I'm sorry. Isn't it weird that Roscoe always has mustard stains, but apparently Roscoe the dog is always around flying mayonnaise?
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Always. It's true.
You're looking for your ketchup.
You're looking for the ketchup for the relationship to really.
Who's the ketchup?
Yeah, that's the mystery. Mm. That's your character.
What is the sandwich?
Yeah, that's the bigger question, really.
I am sorry to derail your summary, Eric. I just remembered so thinking that during Abby's newscast.
Lots of condiments going on.
All right.
So Oppo's banished, Sanjay's dead.
Yep.
Third henchman suicidal.
Yeah. No. I'm lowering my sword. He's standing in front of me. I'm lowering my sword.
I think he even dropped to his knees. If I didn't,
he's on his knees, he wants me to kill him.
He's on his knees. So
if I didn't say that, he does it now. He drops to his knees. Edit that in earlier.
Okay. No, you definitely said it before. I remember the visual.
Cool.
I mean, I'll say to him, we won't harm you. Stand up. Join us.
Join you? Join you in what? In this joke of an existence?
Oh, God. We need to get him give him something to probably come off whatever the fuck he's on, this stuff.
What? You think I'm on this shit? This shit does not work on me.
No drugs ever work on you.
I do not know. These do not.
That's a bummer. No wonder you want to die.
I wish they would work. Listen, you should kill me. I am the one in charge. Oppo, he nothing. He is nothing. I am the one leading. I have got him hopped up on this mushroom, and I make everyone crazy.
Would you say, look at me, I'm the captain now?
I have always been the captain.
Oh, okay.
Kill me. I was always the captain now.
And is your name Philip?
No. My name is Ra.
Oh. Ah. And give me a moment as I try to find, what is Roscoe's voice?
It's Prospector, but then Brooklyn.
I don't know what you're talking about here. My name's Roscoe LaFleur. Okay, I found it. Yeah, thanks, guys. I was just warming up. I just wanted to say Roscoe LaFleur.
Yeah. That's awesome. Can I cast Detect Thoughts on this guy?
Yeah.
And delve deeper, like, immediately, just in case he tries to kill himself on Bathwax's sword or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
That is what Will is worried about.
Okay. Okay, and immediately probe deeper.
Yeah.
He does not try to save.
Okay.
Yes, go into my mind. Good luck.
Oh, God. And oh, no.
I need you to make a wisdom save.
Okay. That's exciting. Is that right here? Yeah.
And you get plus a million because of Bathwack.
Oh, I do.
Oh!
That's a net. Oh,
no, wrong sound.
You just crit failed your soundboard.
Okay, I know everything about this guy and everything he ever knew.
So, yeah, you are in Ra's mind.
Okay.
So this all happens in an instant,
mm-hmm.
like this knowledge, but I'm going to tell you with this natural 20. Here you go. Ra is telling the truth. Oppo was not really in charge.
Okay.
Ra found this mushroom. He had broken into the house that you were in up top and found this pit, and none of the rooms and stuff were there, but he went down and he just found this mushroom down here. He broke into the house because he could have sworn it was his house. He found the mushroom on the key as you found it. He had a couple other people with him, and he realized that it made them all fucked up, like you are familiar with how this mushroom works, all crazed and you know, no boundaries and whatever, chaos to the max, basically. And he liked this because and you feel this chaos swirling around you in his mind because his mind is like broken in two. He feels like there are two different worlds that he is in, and it's he is insane as a result. He cannot handle this split in his mind.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He half the time doesn't think there's a dam. He remembers two different lives, basically.
Yeah, wow.
In the one life, he isn't even an Ibish.
Whoa! Is he a gnome?
Huh?
Is he a gnome?
Yes.
KT, amazing.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Wow.
Okay. Oh my god. Oh!
And so he founded this gang and started basically dosing them with this mushroom spores. Just
he started the gang.
Yes, but with no like ulterior motive other than just wanting to sow chaos and
okay. He's know. Crazy.
Yeah.
Basically. Do I see any, like, hint or mention of... Do I ever hear him, or however this is working,
uh-huh.
the word Savnok, or any of the dark power names? Do I hear any of that?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Mm-mm. All right. Oh, crap. Oh, guys, he's...
And then
yeah,
okay. as you're... This is all, like, washing over you, yeah. and then you just get this feeling of just end it, end me, just, like, repeating oh. over and over again.
Wow. Okay. Oh God. somebody at least knock him out because he is not happy.
Bam.
yeah. Oh, he did it.
Does he do it? That's...
yeah, immediately.
I jogged him too hard.
All right, what do you do?
Oh shoot.
Yeah, we have
now
to play
I'm worried
D&D
I'm not gonna be fast enough. Unarmed. Can I drop the sword and just clock him?
Sure.
Maybe I'll hit him with my shield.
Woo! Waterfall to the face.
Okay. All right, so give me an attack roll.
I'm going to use the side of the shield. Like, hit him on the side of the head.
Yeah, got it. Non-lethal damage, understood.
What is an unarmed attack?
It's just like a strength plus your proficiency.
Okay. So I'll just click strength.
Yep, so you rolled a 17 plus your 4 strength plus nice. 4.
21, it matches my 21.
It's actually does. 25, though.
Oh, it's actually 20. Never mind.
And it, yours was actually like a 28 or whatever, thanks to
yeah.
that.
Oh, well, that's even that's better. I got a 28, you only got a 25.
I just rolled a 40, you guys.
Fuck.
You don't know why I won either.
Oh, no, wait. Is that a real sentence? You just made what? That up. Oh, shoo. Shoo!
Shoo! Okay.
Oh, crap.
Uh-oh, what?
No, go ahead, please,
uh-oh,
carry
uh-oh,
on.
Uh-oh.
I was trying to use no magic and no weapons because I have a tendency of killing
no.
people.
Oh, no.
Got it. Well, you didn't use any magic, that's for sure.
Huh?
So... Give me a damage roll.
What do I roll for an unarmed damage?
Shield. Let's look up shield strike.
There's already a named mechanic in 5e, shield bash.
Oh.
Shield bash.
Oh, that sounds nice. Was it? Is it 1d6? Hey, that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm great. I've done this before. 1d6 plus strength.
All right. I rolled a 1.
That's damage, right? So that's good. Oh, damage to the other guy.
Yeah, 1 plus my strength, which is, I guess, plus 4.
Okay. Alrighty.
We just start beating the hell out of him.
So yeah, you smack him on the head.
Oh, no.
And,
Oh, no.
He reels backwards, kind of sinks back down on his butt, and then looks up at you. You're going to have to do better than that!
Oh, God.
Oh, he's not knocked out yet?
No.
I'm going to use my shillelagh. Is my quarterstaff still shillelagh?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll hit him.
This is so horrible. Just beating this poor man.
We just start taking off our coats and our like gloves and our
sleeves.
Like, all right, on the ground.
Will's like wow, this is actually great, but actually I was trying to do it out of pity. Not like, you know, not like the usual way we beat people up.
I was, yeah, I mean, I was trying to make it really fast. So he's just out and we can move him or something or lock him up for a little bit until we figure out what's going on.
So yeah, he, you would have noticed through the fight, he is a magic user.
Yeah.
And he, I don't think anything really hit him during this fight. Just in terms of his current status.
Jeez.
I mean, I should, I want to tell him, like, we don't want to hurt you. We don't want you to hurt yourself.
He is insane. You can't reason with this guy. I'm telling you, we just got to figure out a way to...
Why don't you want to live in this world?
Oh my God, he's just like the lady with the waterfall on her back that you see. The lady we met at the Pineapple Memorial. He's crazy. He knows two different worlds. He thinks this is his house, but it's not his house, and he's going crazy.
I think our worlds are split too. Just
no!
Like you.
No, no more split! No! This will not stand!
Oh. We want to mend it.
No! Rip it in two! Two pieces, rip.
Oh,
and
that might be good advice.
He pulls out this this orb from his pocket.
Oh no!
It's not misty or glowy or whatever, but it is a sphere.
Okay.
I'm
afraid of spheres.
split this world with me.
Oh God!
And he throws it down on the ground.
Oh no! Oh, fuck.
What's your name? Roscoe, you can make your... Oh, he did it already. So that does hit. So let's see how much damage you can do with your shillelagh before he actually gets a chance to throw this spear down to the ground. There we go. All right, 3 damage. Yeah, you clunk him, like, midway through that exuberant scream, and so it's not as dramatic as I delivered it. Ra's not as cool as me.
Yes.
But he throws this sphere down onto the ground and this dark black sphere just explodes out from it. It's like this perfect black, except you can still see through it. It's very weird. Mm. But I need all of you to make a constitution saving throw.
Crap.
And these all get plus what, Alex? 7?
7.
Nice.
Ooh, I got a 21 too.
Nice.
All right, wow, so the lowest weird. Roll is with this plus 7, a 20. So good news, you all saved.
Oh, good.
So you're only going to take half damage.
Uh-oh.
So let's see how much. All right, so instead of 30 necrotic damage, you all take 15
Jeez.
Necrotic damage.
Okay.
So yeah, this black energy sort of ripples through. You feel it like gnawing at your bones within your body. But you're able to withstand the brunt of the damage. But you see it basically consume Ra wholly. He like eats him upwards from the point of the sphere up towards his head. And as it consumes his body, his head is left like almost floating there. It's like kind of instantaneous, but it seems like time freezes for a second. And you see his eyes open, his owl eyes open wide, and this is the first time you've ever heard an Ibish speak, verbally.
Mm-hmm.
It's all been in your head before, and you hear, 4 keys! For 4 keys! 4 tied to hidden magic, hidden gods! 4 keys for 4! And the black energy is gone, and so is Ra.
What the fuck?
And you're all alone.
4 tied to hidden gods?
Yeah, to hidden magic, hidden gods. And we have 4 keys. I hope... Oh, goodness. oh, crap. Okay. that's great. It would have been good to ask him some questions, but I guess... let's get out of this pit, please.
Speaking of which, you look up and there's a lot of chaos going up above you.
Oh, jeez.
You don't know if anybody is necessarily coming for you, but there's a lot. Things are even more sort of rowdy above based on the sounds that you're hearing than they were coming down.
What has happened to the mushroom attached to the key? It's still attached?
It's wrapped up in my old coat.
Cloak of the Bat.
My cloak?
Did you use your cloak of the Bat? That's what the news report said.
Okay.
But the question is, so it's still there, and the key is still attached to it, right? Or you just can't see it, so you don't know.
I don't know. I just basically tried to make it so that it wouldn't, give off spores when I grabbed it. And then, I'm just holding it, I guess.
You guys should talk about it in character.
Yeah.
Wait, will someone help me tip over the other brazier?
I will.
Let's put these fires out, or let's mess this up.
Put something over your face, though. Don't keep breathing it in. You guys are going to go crazy. You know, this is a drug. This is a whole thing. Don't breathe it in. That thing is burning it. It's going into this whole place. We got to get out of here.
That's why we've got to knock it over or put it out.
Fine. I'll stay over here while you go and do that.
Put on your N95.
I know.
Too soon.
Bathwack, put something on your face. Use a dog. You have the dog's neck. Why is there another dog here?
There's two dogs, and it's the St. Bernard is standing right next to you, Will.
Okay.
Looking up at you, panting.
Will doesn't know how to handle this. We have to get out of here.
Dog, go help. Go be the facial protection for Bathwack.
The dog sits down.
No, dog, no. I thought I could talk to animals.
You maybe can.
The dog just has to actually talk back.
Take a deep breath before I go over there.
Yeah.
Let's knock it over.
Oh, God.
All right, so Bathwack runs over and starts to try to tip the brazier. Does anybody help him?
Oh, shit.
I do. Rufina runs over, she unties one of her socks and ties them across her face.
Got it. Listeners, you can picture exactly how that works.
Oh my goodness.
I don't even think I can.
I know.
Euclidean space spoiled once again.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look if I have a spell that could explode it over, because I don't think Will would want to go over, but he's not going to let Bathwack just go crazy.
Do you have a spell that can catch a whole warehouse on fire?
Eldritch Blast. Yeah, I don't have anything that pushes anymore. My Eldritch Blast does not push like that anymore.
I mean, you see what I'm trying to do, right? I want the these. This was probably coming up through the floor.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And Will doesn't care, and you're trying to take care of the people, and Will's like, "Why don't we take care of ourselves and get out of here?"
What's Roscoe doing while Will looks at his spells?
Roscoe's just petting Roscoe.
Yeah. He's licking the shit out of you.
Oh, I didn't mean the dog.
I didn't either.
Oh!
Ew!
Oh, no! What does that even mean? Oh, I hate it. All right.
I didn't know your tongue could reach those mustard stains. Wow.
No, I did mean the dog. He's just he's just petting Roscoe and waiting for, a good opportunity to get the hell out of here.
Yep.
So our sense is that the only way out is back up the way we came.
That's all you know of, yeah. You haven't seen any obvious exits otherwise. Unless you're really good at digging through stone.
Are you? I don't think Roscoe is, no.
Is Roscoe?
Maybe.
All right, Will, what do you got?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to look up something. I'm not, unfortunately, familiar enough with this. I don't really use polymorph on myself a lot. But,
okay.
It says that I can change whatever the creature.
Up to a CR what?
I don't know. I don't know what mine is.
What?
It says a challenge rating equal to yours. And I don't know what mine would be.
I think it's one.
One?
Or a quarter or something like that.
How do we know? How do we find that out?
Wait, isn't a challenge rating have to do with, your level?
Maybe. The CR of a player is a quarter of the party level, this says.
Oh. What's the party level?
11.
Okay.
So wait. About 3.
It's an irrational number.
So 3, you said? I think I can change myself into a bear, which Will has seen and would make sense for strength. So okay. I think that's what this says, one or two. Like this is challenge one. Challenge one, she says black bear.
Oh, that's half actually. Challenge one half. Any of those are totally fine.
Up here, I could be an awakened tree. I could be a giant constrictor snake. No, I would want to be like a big grizzly bear because I think of, you know, that's like what I picture Bernard having been. So
got it.
That's what I'm doing.
So Will transforms into a bear and lumbers up to the...
And I hold my breath. Can I do that as a bear?
Yeah. Why not?
I hold my bear breath.
You pull out your bear nose plugs.
I love the idea of Will turning into a bear because they have these big lips. Bears are my favorite. I love bears.
I bet Will, what kind of bear would Will turn into? Probably one of those weird sun bears.
Oh, yeah, I remember sun those.
Google a sun bear right now.
Oh, my gosh, with the weird tongue. What's a sun bear?
They're from, Asia or something.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
that's wonderful.
But they're small.
Yeah, Asia. That's right.
I need to be a big thing, but that's
Well, you
so
can look
cute.
Like a sun bear, but be the size of a grizzly bear.
Oh, sure. I mean, that pattern on their coat, absolutely. It needs to be something like that.
I think Will is a grizzly bear-sized koala bear.
Oh my god.
Syphilis and all.
Koala bears are really disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, it's
I
not
heard
their
that.
Fault.
It's yeah, not. I guess that's it's not.
True.
It's our fault.
They threw a lot of things
it's Monty's up. Fault.
Monty. Monty's fault. Oh my goodness. There's also a spectacled bear. Anyway, sure, I will be a all sun right. bear.
So a grizzly bear-sized sun bear lumbers up, holding its breath to the brazier.
I just run over. I look at Bathwack right before I change into a fucking bear. I look at him like this. I hold my hands up like, you're not listening to me and you're not going to fucking... And then I turn into a bear.
And still doing that for
I'm
a second.
And I'm doing that. I'm standing up like this.
And then thump.
I can barely hear you, Will.
I
and then
roar.
You laugh and you can't hold your breath anymore.
Yeah, I know. I die.
With that tongue, though. That's not their tongue. And a few steps behind this grizzly bear-sized sun bear, the Saint Bernard also transforms into a bear and lumbers up behind. And all of you together don't even have to roll anything. You are hefty enough. That basically Rafina's doing all the work, but you guys are kind of like putting a hand on it.
Oh my
god. And the whole thing tumbles over even more effectively than the first one did.
Awesome.
Smoke, let's clear out.
Soot rises everywhere.
Now I just start rampaging through the caves as a bear.
No, I like nature.
climb the ladder with your tongue.
Awesome. Oh my god. Whoa. Yeah, because I have no idea how animals
work. Yeah, you're
going
to go through that poop room again.
Exactly. Oh no.
As a bear, you'll touch more of the poop.
I'll also smell it a lot better, too. I'm like, whoa!
No. Nobody smells bad smells better than Will does.
That's true.
So is everybody leaving? Is that what's happening?
Well, so what's, is there any result that we can tell? Is there still chaos above us? Is it more or is it less?
You don't notice any change at this point, no.
Okay.
But if you think things work the way they do, it's probably not going to be instantaneous. If you had a good result, it's probably not going to happen like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If anything, no things a little smokier right now. A lot smokier, actually, since you pushed over this brazier.
I'm headed up.
Okay.
Did these status effects end yet for me?
Remind me. Which ones?
Am I still drugged? Am I still strong, fast, and...
Yes.
Not very wise and intelligent?
Correct.
All right. Also, I'm almost dead, so I'm going to heal myself.
Okay. So are we all just running out?
I think so.
Yeah,
after seeing Will turn into a bear, Roscoe would turn to Rafina and be like, how did he do that?
I don't know.
What? Do you know what that's called? That's some kind of magic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's magic. Would I know that he has, that it's called polymorph? I don't even know, because I don't have that spell.
I don't know if you know the name. You've seen Will do it before.
Yeah, yeah, he does it all the time. It's called Poly Will.
So curious.
It's many wills.
I'm so curious.
I'm curious what Rufina calls my spells.
I've seen you do some magic, but it doesn't seem like you knew you were doing it or something. It was a surprise.
Huh? What? Let's just get out of here.
Oh, Tessa. Ooh, ooh, write that one down.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Okay, let's go.
So, you're all trying to escape the Ibish lair. This is going to be a skills challenge.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Okay,
oh,
here we
no.
go.
So, you're all going to take turns.
Okay.
And you got to tell me what you're doing.
We're playing Wordle.
Yeah, exactly. Start Wordle. With anime.
Wordle.
What if the day we release this, the Wordle word is anime?
That'd be amazing.
And we give it away to everybody who listens.
Will we get arrested? Well, I feel like we get arrested.
I think we
should do a Pork Fried Dice should do a cross promotion event with Wordle.
Oh my gosh.
Tell them, hey, this is the day that we're releasing this podcast episode. We reference your game. We talk about the word anime. Maybe we could do a little arrangement with you.
All right. So Adam's not going to lead that meeting.
Why not? Maybe he'll be into that, or they. I have no. Who invented Wordle?
Well, I don't know.
Do we know anything? Oh, we don't even know. The article
I sent you. It's a love story. It's a guy who made it for his wife.
Oh, for real?
Well, yeah, the app, not the game, but the app. Yeah.
Oh my god! Yeah. I have to read this. Yeah. I did not.
Yeah,
see
do
this.
It right now. Not don't focus on the game.
Here we go. Wordle, a love story.
UrbanDictionary.com/Wordle.
Oh, I'm totally doing that right now.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, what kind of skill checks are we going to have to do down this fucking wormhole?
Adam.
Wordles.
You're new to Pork Fried Dice. You got to tell me what skills you're going to have to try to get out of this wormhole.
I've heard you.
Yeah, have you?
I do recall hearing that on multiple occasions. Was I really paying close attention?
Probably.
Is there an order that you're going to make us go in?
You guys decide, but you'll have to take turns. So Abby's last.
Oh, good.
And Alex is first.
I don't care when I go. I'll go whenever.
Okay. Well, then whatever Adam doesn't want to do between second or third, you'll do.
You're making Alex go first, even though I said I don't care. Oh, does he like to go first?
I don't know.
I don't know what we're doing, so.
You're escaping this skill wormhole. Checks. And you need to tell me things you do mechanically to get out.
Are you going to pose any specific obstacles to us?
Yeah, we'll get there. Right now you're just going up. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So like there are
ladders? Yeah.
So we pretend that the handles of the ladder are small muskrats, Alex. And we use Alex. Animal handling.
Alex.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
All right, you guys got out. Good job.
Oh, we just I didn't actually say hear. Enough.
I actually didn't hear what Alex said because
you were too
waiting to say this joke.
Doing my bit. Something about muskrats?
Correct. That's all you need to know, really. Mm-hmm. Are we boring you?
So fucking tired.
You look tired.
Should we play Jackbox instead?
Always.
Yes. I know.
It was a two-hander at work. Instead of having like six people, there was just two of us.
Oh my gosh. That's sad and exhausting on a good day.
All right.
On a good day.
All right, Adam, you succeeded all your skills checks.
Yeah. Oh, yay! Oh, I used the power of yawning.
I'll take your guff.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yay! Oh, how
now
am I get Eric to take my guff.
He'll have his own guff day.
Okay. Wait. Oh, now it's just a totally new day. It's what? Adam's guff day.
No, I am also taking Alex's guff, but he'll have his own guff day.
Okay. Oh, good. Like to himself someday.
Yeah.
That's good.
We'll have to share with me.
Exactly. So yeah, you're going up.
Yes.
And you know there's stuff going on up there, but right now you're just trying to get up those stairs. The first room, if you recall, is, gosh, now I have to remember all the rooms in the right order, is the drum room.
Okay.
I think
so too. Right? I think so.
Yeah. Wait, did I get up the stairs with my animal handling check?
Oh, you actually did an animal handling check?
Oh, yeah, I just clicked it now. There.
Oh, and he got a 20! Well, 19.
Well, you have to, but like, first of all, this is not a ladder. This is a stairs.
And it's not a muskrat ladder either.
Oh, crap. Well, I guess I should use my legs.
I mean, there's a bear next to you. You could ride.
Oh, my God.
There's two bears, actually.
Done. I'm going to ride Will up the stairs.
Will is going to be so mad. There's going to be a bear fight. I turn around and fight him.
A bear fight.
Well, he rolled a 20 on his animal handling, so you got to roll something to oppose that if you don't want him to ride you.
I don't think I understand what's happening, and so for 6 seconds, he might ride me.
Will doesn't in your bear brain? What do you mean you don't?
Well, I'm trying to run to get out of this, and I imagine Bathwack just pops runs up and jumps proficient on me.
Proficient with land vehicles, and particularly horses.
I never knew Will would be a land vehicle.
Wait, is a horse a land vehicle?
I don't know, but I interpret it that way.
That's amazing.
Chariots, I think, actually, is the
How does Bathwack mount Bear Will? Is it like one of those cool, like, Legolas moves, like, swinging up, like, really gracefully and sexily?
Yeah, except for the landing. The landing's very hard.
Oh my God! Yes. Well, I mean, I think I just turn around and roar because I'm surprised. Performance or intimidation check. I'm never going to intimidate Bathwack, but that's...
All right.
But I don't... Do I use my regular Will stats?
Yeah.
Okay, intimidation. Here I go. It's not great.
You gotta be a 20. You don't.
I don't.
That's a 9.
Oh my God. I have Bathwack riding on my back, guys. Yes. Bathwack. Bathwack.
All right.
Wow. Okay, I'm writing this down.
Will is. You stop, pull out a notebook out of nowhere.
This is going in the contract.
Yeah, I know. This no no writing me anymore.
It's going in the file cabinet.
In the file cabinet.
All right. Well, that makes you number 2 because he rode you. So what are you doing to get out of here?
Okay, well, I growl at him and he doesn't react.
Nope.
He probably just smiles at me and that makes me even more angry.
You can't see him. He's on your back.
I hate you. So what is my surroundings? What am I doing?
You're at the bottom of a wormhole and there's
we're still just at the bottom?
He hopped on you.
I've been running for like 10 minutes.
Then run. Give me an athletics check.
All right, here we go. That's
not enough of a jerk to actually kick Will in the side.
The athletics is terrible. Even my... Oh, that's why.
We're dead.
And you wondered why you weren't getting very far.
We're dead.
This whole time you've been running under a crit fail of athletics.
A 1 - 1 is a 0.
Yep. That's
so I played that sound, but also Bathwack's on you, so I kind of play this.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh no.
We just can't get out of this place. Ugh.
So yeah, you start charging up the stairs and Bathwack dashes after you and tries to hop on you.
Uh-huh.
You feel him coming and you turn around and growl at him, right?
Yeah.
And then he hops on you and you can't handle it.
Yeah.
You can't take it. You have... Nope. This isn't happening. And you are so distracted that before you get up to the landing above, you guys tumble off the stairs and land back down at the bottom of the worm pit.
Okay. Can I have changed back into myself?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. We fall off the top of the stairs or the side of the stairs?
The top side. And you both take 13 bludgeoning damage.
Wow.
Will, you would have taken less if you hadn't transformed out of your bear form.
Oh, that's great. Whatever. No, it's fine. It sounds like I was complaining.
I'm not taking
that's
your guff. This is not your guff
I wasn't actually trying to complain.
not your guff day. I need that on a t-shirt. Day. Oh, please. When you're making t-shirts, I really need that on a t-shirt. This is not just your guff day.
Just with my face.
This is not your guff day.
Yes,
this
with Eric's
guff day with Eric's serious face. All right.
Go ahead. Make my guff day.
Oh, my God. I'm writing this idea down.
So all right, Roscoe. So you see this bear charge up the stairs and Bathwack hop on and then they both fall back down. What are you doing?
Where are we?
At the bottom of the worm pit. Jesus Christ.
We haven't even gotten to the drum room yet.
No, this is a skills challenge.
Exactly. We have no skills, obviously. No skills.
Well...
Things don't seem to be going very well.
So I'm sorry. The obstacle is literally just right space now? And gravity.
Yeah. Now, yes.
Yes.
All right.
And falling bears that turn into people.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. I'm such an obstacle. Well,
the other dog is still a bear, right?
I guess that I'm going to use... My Roscoe's feeling weaselly.
Muskratty even.
He wishes he could turn into a weasel.
Me too.
All right. Well, I'm gonna use persuasion to try to get Will and Bathwack to stop fucking around.
All right. Roll your roll.
Good luck.
And like, then we're going to hear what that sounds like based on what your roll is.
Okay.
18. Not too bad. Nice. All right, Roscoe.
What do you guys think you're doing? You're showing off with your weird turning into animal spells. Which I don't know what's going on there. What are you doing with the weird Legolas shit? Hopping up. There's no reason to do this. We just gotta get out of here. So can I just say, let's just make like a Tom and Cruise. Follow me. All right? I got my dog. You got your weird mushroom key. And let's just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you're allowed to talk.
Oh, we are?
Sure.
I feel like I turn around and my hair is like standing up because I just fell off the stairs and I was a bear and my eyes are all bloodshot because there's smoke everywhere. Why is the old man who is not even involved in our group like speaking more? Shut up, old man!
So Will is no longer a bear?
No.
No, he transformed as he was falling.
All right, we don't have to leave. We can just stand here and fight if you want.
And then Rafina, the other bear, looks at you and he says, Rafina, get on!
Okay.
So wait, the Saint Bernard turned into a bear and knows Rafina's name.
Yeah.
Do you as players know something I don't?
Yeah, this is, you have.
I think only
listened.
I do. Though.
Is it,
well,
is it,
this has
is it
to be
Will's,
yeah, it
Will's
has to
brother
be.
Or whatever?
It has to be. I mean,
is it, isn't your brother's name
Bernard?
Bernard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a bit on the nose, isn't it?
Are you going to take that guff, Eric?
Oh,
that's guff against this one.
That's okay. That's from way early on. He's been the same Bernard for a long time.
Oh, wait. So, wait. Oh, right. Was Bernard... Bernard has been a Saint Bernard before.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That was his primary form.
So you've known all along that this dog was Bernard?
No, well, Will did not.
I did not, because the thing is, when Abby was talking to the dog, or when Rafina was talking to the dog before, she asked, are you Bernard? And he said, maybe, in this really weird voice that to me, I still have, I don't know, but like, it just turned into a bear. So like, I don't know. I don't know if this is Bernard's return or if it's something else. I haven't actually gotten to talk to it yet. That's why Will hasn't really interacted with it.
Cool.
Yep. So, Rafina, you're going to ride this bear up the stairs?
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought I was going to use stealth and already be up the stairs before anyone else noticed, but it sounds like I've got a better plan.
Well, roll stealth, and maybe this happened without anybody noticing.
Okay. Boop.
Yeah, nobody noticed.
Yes.
16. All right, so you guys all look around. Rafina's gone, and so is the bear and the St. Bernard.
Oh, my God. Okay. Gone.
Alex, go. Skills challenge.
Making a mental note to never ride Will again.
Will's like, I hear that mental note.
That's a rule in Tivoli.
Yeah, never
and
ride Will again.
I'm
going to
follow Roscoe's advice and roll for walking up the stairs.
Okay. So, like, athletic.
Walking up the stairs.
There we go. 20. You are up those stairs, man. It's wow. Amazing. Bathwack's not there. Will, go.
Check out these calves.
I'm going to see if I have the insight to follow Bathwack up the stairs.
Okay.
The insight.
You definitely do. 21.
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
Did I do it? Am I up there?
Oh, you're like right behind
yes!
him.
Yes!
And Roscoe, suddenly you're the only one left down there.
For some reason, I can't seem to look at Will at the moment.
I'm going to use my nature skill and try to move up through this hole the way a worm would.
Wormwood.
So I'm Roscoe's looking at the walls and mm-hmm. and intuiting mm-hmm. what it must have been like for the giant worm that created this space. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to channel that intuition into his forward dance. Upward motion.
Wow. It's a dance move. Yep.
All right, let's see it. And we've got a 16 nature. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah, what are you gonna do with that, Eric?
So you see these grooves in the walls that Rafina was able to identify as worm hewn. And you're not even realizing you're on the stairs. You're more in the mindset of this worm. You are on the stairs, but you're like moving upwards, skipping steps, and like in a couple places you're able to like there's like little notches in the side of the tunnel that you're able to like get a boost on, and you actually get up there a little bit quicker than Will and Bathwack do.
Whoa!
You found this like way up that like made more sense. The stairs like don't make sense here. This isn't
nice
stairs place. This is a whole place.
And I as I pass everybody, I say into my hand, I say, "Thanks, Rudy. You've always been good luck."
Whoa!
You guys all hear that? I think. What's the point?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay. Into his hand.
Into his hand.
He's holding something.
Whoa.
Okay.
I think whether or not I said it in the last session, let's just make it that at one point he took something off of Roscoe's is connected to his collar.
Ooh. You had said that you did see Rudy too, but none of us could see Rudy.
Yeah.
Like you felt like you had your complete set back and we're all like, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Okay, got it.
All right, you're in the drum room. The drums are being ripped apart. People are hitting each other with the drum mallets and with the drums themselves. Some people are still trying to drum. Other people are drumming on other people. And there's a mass of Ibishanity and other raceanity between you and the next opening. Okay. Bathwack.
So it has to be skills? We can't, like, do a spell?
Yeah, you can do a spell if you want.
Okay.
Zone of Truth. I'll cast Zone of Truth.
Ooh. Zone of Truth. Okay.
I'll center it on the...
The throng.
The throng. I'm going to try to make a path if I can. And per my contractual obligations, I'll leave Will out of it this time.
All right. I'm going to roll a general save against it. I'm not going to roll for everybody in the group.
That's DC 16.
Okay. Yeah, they all fail. So everybody stops what they're doing in that zone. just immediately just ceases all action, and they're looking around, and then they all start to cry.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, God. I think that's happened before, right? In the Zone of Truth? I feel like that...
I don't remember like that. They all kind of stumbled away last time.
Is that your truth? Just crying on the inside.
So yeah, there's still stuff around the edges. You're not able to get everybody in it, but you don't think anybody's going to have much trouble getting through that group there.
Nice.
So yeah, you can all just move through there unhindered, and you cross the catwalk over to... This was, I think, the room where lots of... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, just as I walk, I want to place a hand on each person's shoulder, just like as I walk by. Hopefully they don't clobber me. We'll see.
Nobody clobbers you. Their crying maybe seems to subside a little bit. And if you look back behind your group of four plus some animals, you see that whoever you've touched on the shoulder is following.
Whoa.
Oh, all right.
Not like aggressively.
Whoa.
Just yeah. Following behind.
Maybe we can get them out of here.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And so, yeah, the next room you get to was the room where people were fighting and betting. And, yeah, there's no betting, but there's lots of fighting. As soon as you guys sort of enter, there's a group of a few people who are looking at you and start to rush towards you, looking ready to take a punch or give a punch. Doesn't seem to matter much to any of these people. Will.
Yeah. I don't really have much.
This is a skills challenge. Doesn't have to be a spell.
I know, but I don't have any skills. Like, I don't want to
leave the skills.
I don't want to leave anyone behind. Like, all my skills are
don't
very
use all
personal.
Your spell slots. It's still like 8 a.m.
I know. I am very
you guys always
aware.
Complain about that every day.
It's true, because everything Eric, happens at like 7 a.m.
You don't have any skills.
I'm not taking your guff, Abby.
Hey, Abby, if you give me some of your guff, I can give it to him.
Oh, wait a second.
So, like, if you DM...
Gruff-taking revoked. Guff, also guff-taking.
Guff, gruff. If you DM me either guff or gruff, I will disguise it as
I'm the only DM.
Nice. I'm the DM now. Look at me. Right. Mm-hmm. I am the DM now.
My name is Phillips.
DM Phillips.
My freshman roommate's name was Wilson Phillips.
Yeah, that is so funny. It's so bizarre.
Wait, for real?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's real. Such a Tom Hanks thing.
It's for real. Yeah.
Oh, Wilson Phillips.
Wait, is that?
It's a band.
That is what
it's
you were band. Saying, right?
It's a band.
Wait,
a band
is? Named Wilson Phillips. Yeah. Yeah.
Is the band named after two Tom Hanks movie references?
I think that's it's their names.
I think it's their names. Yeah.
Yeah, it's but their also, last yes. names, I think.
Was your friend named after the band, or was it like...
I don't think so.
Just poorly timed. Okay, cool. Yeah.
I've never heard of that band, by the way.
Yeah, because
you've
you're a
baby. You've heard, like, the one hit single they had or whatever.
Hold on for one more day.
That's what I'm singing. Yeah, exactly.
Hold on. That one?
Yeah.
Oh, one more day. Things will go your way.
They're at the end
things
of Bridesmaids.
Things are gonna go
yeah.
Oh. Hold on for one more
one
day.
Day.
I know that there's pain, but you hold on for one more day. And you feel for the pain.
I think this counts as guff, but I'll allow it.
I don't think that counts as guff at all. That's a celebration.
Yes.
Chris O'Dowd is in Bridesmaids and the IT Crowd.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Connections are being made all yes. over the place.
Do you think Chris O'Dowd would be as funny if he did not have an Irish accent?
I think probably he's not. Very goofy looking, and he kind of plays
I like
goofiness.
Him a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, like if you guys too. Like Chris O'Dowd,
yeah.
you should watch the show Get Shorty.
The show.
Oh, we talked about that
Shorty?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I did recommend Romano. It to you before.
We started
what?
It very it's like him and, we started like the first couple minutes
ooh,
of it.
I want to
it's
see.
Him and Ray Romano, and it's an enjoyable show.
Oh,
I really
Ray Romano.
Like
I would
so
totally
wait,
watch
series?
Said this last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to watch that.
A series adaptation kind of
the movie.
Something. I don't even is
yeah,
there
there's
something
a movie,
with the original
Get Shorty.
But I feel like the movie
is based
like
on
the
book.
Story of the show
oh,
is just is
yeah.
Yeah, it's not connected to the movie,
huh,
or it's
okay.
only really peripherally connected to it. I don't know.
All right, I'll look that up. I always mix it up with Death to Smoochie, which is an amazing movie.
How do you know Death to Smoochie? Oh my god!
It's a cock, not a rocket, you sick fuck!
It's made out of a dildo! It's been years since I saw Death to Smoochie.
Oh, is that so good? Is with that Edward Norton?
And yes. Robin Williams.
Is Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Robin Williams in like the most manic, crazy role. I love him in that.
Yes, he really is. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Spinner.
So good.
I say that all the time.
Yeah, we do.
It's such a classic.
I can't believe we haven't said it in front of Abby and
we probably
Alex
have
because like yeah
we might have.
We always say
know.
I'm Spinner. We say that all the time.
I think that Get Shorty and Death to Smoochie were sort of the same era, which is why it's
I think
hard
they
to
are were made around like the, and the also early the 90s. Titles are kind of similar. Get Shorty, Death to Smoochie, Shorty Smoochie,
Shorty Smoochie,
Shorty Smoochie. Did you have a roommate named Shorty Smoochie in college?
It's my sophomore roommate.
Okay, it's my turn, right? What I'm going to do is I'm going to roll a performance roll after I turn into Oppo and try to intimidate my way through the room, perform my way through the room like, I'm the boss. Get out of my way.
Perform or intimidate?
Perform, because I already did intimidation, so it's got to be performance. So
sure, that's a rule now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but that's you like made us do it before where you can't do the same one, two in a row
I've
or
said
something
that before.
Like that.
That's like a thing.
This is a skill check. I have my luck stone. I have ability check and saving throw.
That's
so it's this. Not that.
Yeah.
Oh,
these
it is?
Ability checks.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. It's a 14.
With a 14, you see everybody back up, and then they start to really just lay into each other as if to try to impress you.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Oh no. Bathwack's like healing the world, and I'm just causing more fighting. That's so wow. Wow. It's just indicative of who we are.
I wonder what's going to happen in the next room. So you guys can pass through there. And you find yourself. Does anybody remember what's next?
It's the poop room.
It's the poop room!
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.